Yes.
What's that? All right. Well, first off, let me get started here. All right. So I'm sorry to cut you off, Rick, but I want to talk a little bit about what we've had to deal with in terms of talk about relationships, okay? I've been here almost 2 years, and from a coach-player relationship, I have never seen anything close to what's being talked about between our head coach and our quarterback. Not one thing. What I want people to understand is this. The majority of players that I've ever coached in my life, at some point in our relationship, it's been strained. Fact. If you asked any player I've ever coached, have you had a strain in your relationship? You bet. Best man at my wedding was my roommate in college. You don't think we had strains in our relationship at times? My wife of 26 years, that I wouldn't be who I am today without her? That we haven't had times in our life where we've had strains in our relationships? And all of a sudden it becomes news that all of a sudden that there's a strain? You know what the strain is? The frustration of being 4-9. That's a frustration. When you put everything into it, what you've got is a quarterback that's very competitive, a guy that wants to be great, and has had a frustrating year, probably some things on and off the field, and a head coach that does an unbelievable job coaching our players and our quarterback. And that becomes news? Holy cow, news flash. We've got a strain in a relationship. There's not one person that can't say that that's ever happened before. That is a flat-out joke. That even becomes news.
Is that the nature of the season you guys are going through where there's going to be?
I think there's just nature in relationships. If everything that I ever said to anybody else about frustration ever came out, holy cow, I can't imagine. So no one's ever said anything to somebody else about a relationship. No one's ever said, gosh dang, about their wife, about their brother, about their parents, about a coach, any relationship. Does that ever happen? Of course it does. And it's never news. It's human nature. It's frustrating. You bet it is. What's frustrating? Being hurt. Not being able to play. Not being able to play like you'd like to play. Not our team playing like you'd like it to play. Or a relationship that's not going as well as you'd like it to go. Or a job or a boss or somebody you're dealing with on an everyday basis. Yet it becomes news. It is not any news at all. Fact. And then we talk about Jameis. And I've talked to a number of people about this. And it's a young player still developing. It's the way it is. Do we want to throw the deep ball better? Yes, we do. Do we want him to protect the football better? Without question. But if you look, I don't know how else to judge it. Okay, QB rating, I don't know. But you look at the stats and you go, okay, who's 14? Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, Ben Roethlisberger, Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston, Derek Carr. Now that's from 14 to 19 within 3 points of everybody. That's not bad. That's not a bad collection of players right there. Now, are we the top 10? No. I don't know what the average age would be of that. I don't know. It's variety. Some older, some younger. But I don't know what Jameis will be in 5 years. I have no idea what he'll be. But I'm not going to put some sort of parameters on what he can be at age 23 and had a season where he's been banged up and fought his ass to come back in and play. I'm not. And I'm not going to listen to people talk about things they don't know. It's frustration. It's human nature. Now all of a sudden we have to defend that there's frustration in relationship. That's normal. God, would that who has where it's perfect? Someone come see me and tell me that any relationship they've had or they've been in coaching, that everything's gone great. It doesn't happen. Does not exist. Okay, now I'm done with that.
Let me ask you this. If it's just the normal strain of coach and player that the coach and player are used to dealing with, how then does it become news? Who is, in other words, it has to emanate from the coach or from the player to someone else?
Without question. And that's normal. If somebody heard anything that I say to somebody else, I'm not expecting it to be news, unless you want it to be news. All the things that, when I'm sitting there talking to somebody, is there times I'm frustrated with Coach Cutter that we have a relationship. What's abnormal about that? With the players that I coach, what's abnormal about that? Not at all. With my wife, what's abnormal about that? Nothing. What's abnormal about some of my best friends, my brothers, my family? You've never had any of those things? Yes. It doesn't become news because it's not news. It's normal. News would be, oh my God, I'm 51 years old. I've never had an issue with anybody in my life. That would be news. Holy cow, 51. I've never had a problem with one person. No, and I get what we're in. I get it, Rick, what we do for a living, and we talk about it and all that. It's not news to me.
Do you think in the course? course of this relationship that Jameis is frustrated with what has been described as predictable play calling or predictable?
I think in general, and Rick, those are, again, I think in general, we look for reasons why we're not successful. And if it was one thing, we'd have it fixed. Boy, if we just had this position. Boy, if we just had this coach. Boy, if we just had this play call. Boy, if we just had that. And when you're frustrated, those come out. Without question, that's a part of it. And all of us think it. Every single one of us, you, me, our staff, our players, that's it. And you reel it back in and you say, you know what? I got to do better with what I control. That's it. That's the way you fix it. And so that's been the frustrating thing. Do I think there probably was some frustration with that? Yes. When you think that all of a sudden it's going a certain way, well, it's got to be a reason. Boy, if he'd have just done this, if we'd have just called this, if we just would have run this. Sure.
I know there was, in some of the reports, talk about, and again, it was reported that Jameis was maybe felt like Dirk didn't have his back, you know, with the whole shoulder situation. I mean, he did verbally with us and everything, but, I mean, going back, you know, was there any thought, well, yeah, maybe we should have given him, you know, some of these shorter passes or things like that when he was dealing with the shoulder injury? I mean, again, it's all, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking, but, I mean, you know, maybe we shouldn't have had him drop back and, you know, have 42 passing attempts or anything like that. I mean, is that
First of all, no one has his back more than Dirk Koetter. Nobody. Nobody in this building. I promise you. And our personnel people and us as coaches moving forward with Jameis. Okay, so that when a player is injured, they are somewhat separate from the team, and you have to move on. I've never been around a program where an injured player didn't feel a little bit separated from the group. How would they not be? They're not playing. When you're in a meeting room, you're talking to the guys that are playing. The guy that's not sitting right there. You're talking to the guys that are playing. They're going to feel that. That's normal. The things we're talking about are normal. Is he going to feel that way? You bet. If you've ever been injured in an athletic deal, you're separated. You aren't part of it, and you feel like that. To say that he didn't have his back, I don't know whether he said that or not. I'm not getting into that. Frustration, yes. To not have his back, not even close. And with the other things of Jameis, it's hard to know. When you're dealing with someone with an injury, doesn't throw, we're going all the way back to the Bills. Okay? He plays real well. No one knows how they're going to play. You know he's a competitor, guy that wants to play, wants to spot the ball, and let's go play.
Is it also somewhat up to the quarterback to communicate to the head coach? I mean, an MRI can only reveal so much, but is it up to a quarterback to tell a head coach, I don't feel like my velocity is there or something just doesn't feel right?
Sure. I think it's a combination of all of us. We can never read. That's really good. You can never read a player. What the MRI shows or what it shows, everybody's discomfort's a little bit different. I don't know that. I can't read that. You can only read what you see on the field and hope that by the time we get to game time, what we're all judged on is how we play and how we coach.
We only have hindsight to deal with now, but based on, I know he had, you know, the good half, especially at Buffalo, but he took more hits. And based on what we know now, was it a mistake to play Jameis after the, you know, during that?
I can't comment on that because at that time we thought the best thing to do was play him. So I don't know that. Looking back, it's like any position, Rick, and whether it's an injury or a way a player plays, there's times we all look back in a given game. It can happen within a game where you have a particular player for a play and he runs around and you go, you know what, maybe I should have had someone else there. Maybe I should have made this other call. Maybe we deal with the information we have at the moment and we go with it. And when you have starters, if they say they're healthy, you go with those guys you think give us the best chance to win. And there are times where you bet, where you wish you had done something different. Again, not news, human nature.
There did come a point, though, when as a staff, I mean, I know there's a medical, big medical component to this, but as a staff, did you notice that there were throws that he could not make or was turning down?
I think by the time we realized that, we went to that next spot. I think that's the best way to put it. By the time you realize, okay, well, maybe this is worse than we thought. Again, you'd have to talk to Dirk about it. But I think at that point, you know, probably what skewed that was the Bills game. Played so well, you know, besides a throw here or there. So you're right.
Can you speak to the success that O.J. Howard has had during his rookie year? And now that rookie year is coming to an end, do you you have a glimpse on how high his ceiling can be as an NFL tight end?
First of all, he's an NFL tight end. So he's a rare commodity these days. So with any player, you want them to do everything well. Boy, we want a tight end that can block and run and catch and, you know, hell, we can flex him out there and we can do this with him. Those guys don't exist, and especially early in their career. He's the closest thing to that. You know, a lot of guys now are what? They're, you know, H's. They're much more outside. They're, you know, air raid guys. He's not that guy. He's going to be a tremendous, tremendous player. And it's only starting to come, you know, with him and his route running and his balance and body control and his aggressiveness and going against grown man. We ask a lot of him. He not only has to be really, really tough and really fundamental in his run game, but he's got to also be a receiver for his vertical. So you're exactly right. I think he's got an unbelievable ceiling. This floor is still really high. We thought that when we drafted him. Here's where it is. That's the bottom. You're going to get a good player. Now, where that is, that's up to him and the coaches around him to develop him.
Todd, have you noticed that the rift or the talk between Jameis and Dirk, whether it's true or not, have you noticed at all that there's been any distraction with that with practice this week? Have you noticed anything like that at all?
No, because it's the same. It's normal. If you've ever been to practice or watched, you went to training camp, what are you doing? You're coaching the guy. That's correcting. That's teaching. Sometimes that's yelling. Sometimes that's not good enough. That's part of it. That's the interaction. Not anything. Not one bit.
Teams are really good about keeping things in-house. I mean, player coach, you mentioned it's very normal for frustrations, and this is not the first losing season that players on this team have had. So that said, is there another level of frustration now that somebody felt it necessary to allow it to escape, to allow it to go beyond what is normal to the outside world, and now has the fact that that's been reported become a thing, an issue that that the quarterback and coach now have to deal with and could cause further frustrations? You know what I mean?
I don't, even though I came in here with a message, so you say that, like, okay,
yeah,
you know, how do I say now since I already came in here with that? My frustration isn't that it comes out. I'm surprised it doesn't come out more often with what we do. Holy cape, DeSean Jackson's upset with Coach Monken this week. News flash.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want to say? Yeah. My wife's mad at me this week. That's not news. That happens every week. I don't know what to tell you. That's the thing about it that frustrates you. It's not that it's part of it. It's part of what we do. It's the give and take. It's the pull. And then you look back and say, you know what? I'm better today because people, it was worth it. If you don't care, you don't argue. If you don't care, it doesn't matter. If you don't care, you're not frustrated when things aren't going your way. That's part of the good times that you go through, the tough times. That's part of what you go through, man. That's what makes it all worthwhile later. Thanks. Yep.